910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge in Boston hearing arguments today over Harvard University's lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's decision to freeze more than $2 billion in federal funding.
The hearing featured an attorney for the administration arguing that Harvard's contracts with the government give Washington the right to cancel the grants. But Judge Allison Burroughs pushed back, saying the Constitution puts limits on the government's actions. Harvard says its First Amendment rights have been violated in the canceling of more than $2 billion in grants. The administration says the school has become a hotbed for anti-Semitism. It's a charge the university forcefully denies.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. The man convicted of kidnapping and murdering Eitan Potts in 1979 has been granted a new trial. Federal appeals court today ruling that the jury received a flawed instruction from the judge about Pedro Hernandez's purported confessions. Potts was six at the time. His face became the first to be printed on a milk carton as a missing child. And stocks are up in afternoon trading. This is ABC News.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin state legislature seeks to address a shortage in the number of school bus drivers across the state. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles, the number of bus drivers in the state has fallen by nearly 20% over the last 15 years. The legislation would make it easier for older drivers to keep their license by requiring drivers over 70 years old to retake their driver's test every 4 years instead of every 2 years. About a quarter of school bus drivers in the state are over 65 years old. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to become community scientists by contributing to the Game Bird Survey. According to a press release, the survey will be open through the end of August and seeks to measure the reproductive status of game birds across the state. The data collected from the surveys is then used to help DNR officials make informed population management decisions for the birds. More information and a link to download the survey can be found on the Department of Natural Resources website. The criminal cases against a pair of Cumberland residents accused of delivering methamphetamine during a drug sting will go to trial this fall. 39-year-old Nicholas Schick and 35-year-old Amber Hirsch were both charged with felony delivery of meth as party to a crime in Barron County Circuit Court in relation to the drug sting. Both entered not guilty pleas to the charges, and jury trials for both were scheduled for November 3rd. If convicted, Schick and Hirsch are facing up to 12.5 years in prison and fines of up to $25,000. Barron Electric Cooperative and CoBank have announced a joint donation to the Spooner Fire District for critical equipment. The organizations donated $2,000 for the purchase of self-contained breathing apparatus. The equipment ensures firefighters can breathe safely while working in environments where they could be exposed to harmful smoke or gases. Spooner Fire District officials said they're grateful for the donation to ensure their firefighters have the best tools available as they protect residents across Washburn and Burnett counties. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
A 10-game winning streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a series tonight against the Mariners in Seattle, trying to keep a 10-game winning streak alive. Milwaukee beat the Dodgers in L.A. yesterday, 6-5, to move into a tie with the Cubs for first place in their division. The Brewers doing it with a roster of no-name players, according to Pat Murphy.
Monasterio stepping up, getting a huge two-out hit, RBI, Perkins. Perkins literally didn't have spring training. And what can you say about Collins? Collins, Vaughn, and Durbin have given us such a lift, but Collins has been the silent hero. He's played great defense, gotten big hits, hitting fourth in the lineup. The kid wasn't going to make the team in spring training unless there was a huge injury, and there was two of them, but he wasn't making the team. He's hitting fourth in our lineup. Vaughn was in AAA last week and couldn't break the lineup on a last place team. So, you know, we're just really fortunate that these guys are gelling and coming together and just, you know, playing hungry.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Mostly cloudy and areas of wildfire smoke with highs today reaching the mid-70s. We've also got a south breeze gusting around 20 miles per hour and a chance of showers and storms this afternoon. Becoming more likely tonight, through the overnight, and again tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, 66 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Tomorrow, Cam Stevenson from Courier Newsroom talks about his new daily newsletter, Below the Beltway, tracking Congress and all things happening in D.C.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It's 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Monday, July the 21st, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody, back at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison on State Street. Zommers, blue skies. We walked over to Wonder State up the street here on the square, got a little coffee. Well, you can get coffee.
I got tea, baby.
You got tea. Coffee, tea, and me. That's all you need. It was great. It's a beautiful day in Madison.
It is. And, you know, it's, I feel like this is the kind of weather that both I and normal people think is nice. Because,
yes,
you know, it's sunny out,
but
not.
Wait, stop the show. You're telling me we have finally reached a happy medium for Zommers weather.
I think so, because, you know, it's warm, but it's not hot.
Right.
There's a nice little breeze, and it's sunny, but it doesn't feel like it's burning my eyes out.
Oh, my gosh. Let's take a moment and mark this on the calendar. July 21st is the optimal Zommers weather.
Apparently.
That's fantastic. I'm very happy for you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to be back in Madison today after what was an absolutely spectacular roadshow. Last week on Wednesday, we were on Tuesday down in Racine at the studios of WRJN, the music station, and WAUK, the talker, down, as they call it that. They call it the talker down in Waukesha, Racine. That was great. That was fantastic. And then we got on the road, I did, with Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach, our great friends at Matt Nair on Air. We went up to Oshkosh, the EAA Museum. Couldn't have asked for better hosts up there. They were fantastic. The great Todd Michaels, along with our own Luke Mathers, were the coordinators for that trip. Went off like clockwork. And the rain held off right until the end of our show. But this is how nice the people are at EAA. They took pity on us, and they said, well, why don't you just drive your big van that you're traveling in, drive it right into the hangar, and where you're at, and you can load up without having to go outside. So that was great. And then we went up to beautiful Park Falls. Our great team up there, led by Darla Isham and Big G, our salesman up there. Again, could not have gone better. Our northern Wisconsin leg of the trip up in Park Falls. And we did the show from Butternut on Thursday. That was absolutely fantastic. And a big shout out and thank you again to the Fanatical Fish Art Gallery and Studio. Kelly Meredith, the proprietor there, she was absolutely great. Could not have been more accommodating and nicer. And all the folks there at Park Falls as well. And then we went from Butternut and we went over to Hayward the next day. And we did the show from Hayward, downtown Hayward. And many, many thanks again to Darla and Big G and Mark Lundeen, a voice of Muskie 101, our music station in Hayward. So everybody was fantastic. Everybody was great. We appreciate everyone so very, and all of you for listening. I hope it was enjoyable. I hope you learned a lot about what makes Wisconsin great. I know we had a ball.
It was fun for me to listen to, I can tell you that.
Well, good.
And it made me want to go to those places very badly.
And what? And you probably didn't bring it into the studio. I brought Zomers back a little gift.
Oh, no, I didn't. I can grab it during one of the breaks.
I brought a little gift from Butternut, from the sign shop, from Signature Sign in Butternut, Glenn Wagner. Again, many thanks to Glenn Wagner of Signature Sign for also being a sponsor, along with Fanatical Fish Art Gallery and Studios in Butternut. Kelly Meredith, a sponsor as well. And the fantastic Lena Matola from Northern Pines Resort, Lena's Northern Pines Resort, just outside of Butternut on Butternut Lake. And it was a great evening. Let me tell you something. Nobody, Bill, I mean, Zomers, I know you're a Eagle Scout. Luke Mathers is an Eagle Scout. I've never seen anybody build a better fire quicker than our very own Jane Matinair.
Really?
She likes to mess around with a fire, let me tell you. So Jane Matinair was our fire builder. And she was basically sick of Greg and I by that point. She said, "You boys go off on the pontoon boat. I am sitting and chilling out." But no, I'm just kidding. Greg and I got an extra little ride on the pontoon, thanks to Lena. And so by the time we got back, there was a roaring fire on shore, and Jane's sitting there like it was no big deal at all, just messing around with the fire. So that was a lot of fun. So many thanks to all these great sponsors, Signature Sign, Fanatical Fish Art Gallery and Studios, and Lena's Northern Pines Resort. This whole thing could not have happened without you fine folks as sponsors as well. Oh, and I think Rivers and Rains, the great crystal and holistic shop in Hayward, also many thanks to her as well, because all these great sponsors made our trip possible. So many, many thanks to all of them. And Zomers, only here for a couple of days and back on the road. Can't wait. On Thursday, we'll be doing this show at the Wisconsin Public Education Network Convention in Green Bay. I believe at Green Bay Preble High School. Talking about public education on Thursday, and then from our great studios at WGBW in Green Bay on Friday. So, and Wednesday, there is a meeting of the holy sees of civic media. We're going into a conclave on Wednesday, folks. They've called a conclave on Wednesday. And so, therefore, I will not be here. None of the hosts will be, I don't think, any of the hosts, because there's a big conclave meeting on Wednesday. And so, filling in this chair, our friend and ongoing contributor, Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. And how about this? State Senator Kelda Royce already booked as a guest with you and Trigvi on Wednesday.
Fantastic. And, you know, during this meeting, I'll poke my head out in between segments just to see if you guys have hotboxed the smoke in the conference room yet.
Yeah. I'm not sure what it means if there's smoke from the conclave on Wednesday. If it's good or bad, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think any color of smoke is what you want to see in the conference room.
Probably not. Maybe what I'll do is I'll burn some sage, some lavender and sage that I got from the Rains and Rainbow thing up in Hayward.
As long as you say some sage. Do not omit the word some.
Because Sage Wild will actually be in the meeting. We're not going to burn him. We may burn some plant sage. I don't know. But it'll be a good time. You always learn something of these things.
For sure.
But yeah, it'll be also, and I haven't even put this in the chat yet, I brought back for you and all of our colleagues here in Madison from another great business in Hayward, Trembly Sweet Shop. I brought back some dark chocolate and sea salt fudge and some peanut butter and chocolate fudge for the whole office here. So how about that?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I try to take care of everybody. Big show today. Later on in hour number two, after What's Worse, by the way, our category today, gossip or gaslighting? Gossip or gaslighting. We'll talk about that hour two. Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter here at Civic Media, is going to be, here's what kind of guy Mike Clemens is. He's packing up for, like, I don't know, 6 weeks between the Brewers and the start of Packers training camp. Nobody works harder in this company than Mike Clemens. And so Clemens is going to be on the road. And he said, when I texted him this morning, I said, "Hey, you want to come on and talk about this big Brewers win streak? 10 games now." And he said, "I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull over alongside the road and talk to you for 10 minutes. I said, you don't have to. No, he said, I'm going to do it. So Clemens is going to pull over, find a safe spot on the way up to Green Bay. He'll be on at 10 minutes to 4. So that'll be fantastic. Our friend and ongoing contributor, Jeff Perry, on Facebook, he claims, he says, I wrote a Harlequin romance novel called Gossip or Gaslighting.
Can you provide a copy? I would very much like to read it.
I would like to see the art. Have you ever seen the artwork on these things?
The artwork on romance novels is amazing.
Yeah. Usually some shirtless stud with longer flowing hair.
It's always Fabio.
Exactly. And then some, you know, vixen who, you know, is scantily clad in some lace. And they're looking into each other's eyes with like a storm going on behind them.
Or there's a castle. Or there's an enchanted forest,
right.
Or, you know, something mysterious and mystical.
Mysterious and mystical, indeed. All right, so all that's coming up on the show today, and we've got a lot of state news to get to. We're going to touch a little bit on what's happening with this Epstein trial, or not trial, but the Epstein fiasco out in D.C. and Trump. And why haven't we heard, by the way, from any Republican congressman in Wisconsin on this? They don't seem to want to touch it with a 10-foot pole. So I'm not sure what that even means. Anyway, we'll discuss that a little bit later on in the show. Good news, by the way, the state budget for Wisconsin, if you're a Frank Lloyd Wright Taliesin fan, $5 million going to do the preservation of Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin. Going to talk about that. Also, why defibrillators. These, ever seen these like in businesses or schools? Cops carry them as well. Somebody's life was saved on a bike ride in Iowa over the weekend.
That's the idea.
We'll talk about the success there. Also, we'll try to get to some mapping news from University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee and Milwaukee racial covenants hitting a snag after the Trump agency cuts funding for that program. All this in your phone calls as well, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I want to start with this. Earlier, a couple weeks ago, we were up in Chippewa Falls area with our colleague and friend Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, by the way, every day from 6 until 9. And Pat and I had an opportunity. It was a short interview, but we were gracious. We are appreciative of the time. Republican candidate for Governor Josh Shulman sat down with us for a short interview. Over the weekend, Bill Berrien, another Republican candidate for governor, sat down on WISN Television's Upfront program, which can be seen across the state. And so he sat down with Matt Smith, great reporter, great anchor there at Upfront. And here's Bill Berrien. The contrast, we're going to come back here and we're going to play these cuts, let you listen to them in real time, all right? So you can hear Shulman's cut. And you can hear Berrien's cut. Do we still have time for the Shulman one or not really? All right, so here I want to remind people, this is the interview that Pat Kreitlow and I did with Republican candidate Josh Shulman, asking him about the Trump endorsement.
In this environment, I mean, I'm a former Republican for 30 years. As you look at the current iteration, it seems like a lot of people are saying, well, you are going to, or someone, whoever wins this Republican primary is going to have President Trump's endorsement. Do you feel that? Do you need President Trump's endorsement to win this race?
President Trump's certainly important. It is his party. I mean, he's been around for a decade now and changed everything in dynamics in politics in all of America. But I think this primary in particular is going to come down to one thing and one thing only. In my lifetime, Republicans have only ever elected two governors, Tommy Thompson and Scott Walker. Both were young, energetic guys in under 45. One was a county executive, son of a minister. And so we've got a template that we know works on our side. And that's what I expect to work this time. But the bottom line is we haven't had a candidate in a long time on our side that really burns the shoe leather, runs into media at county fairs, state fairs. And I think that's what we need. You know, meet people where they're at. Have conversations with one another again. Stop talking past each other. There's been way too much of that. And so that's what I like to see change in this campaign.
That was Republican candidate Josh Shulman, candidate for governor, on whether he needed Trump's endorsement. Now, whether you agree with Shulman or not, pretty good answer in terms of like not being completely embracing of Trump, saying I really, really need his endorsement, but also not offending the Trump people as well. Bill Berrien has a different take on this. We're going to play the cut for you when we come back. As our friend Jeff Perry once said, if Bill Berrien married Marion Barry, it'd be Marion Berrien. Or something like that. Anyway, don't go anywhere. We'll suss all this out on the other side. It's a Monday edition of the All Ball Show back in our home seat after this on the Civic Media Ready Network. You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd All Ball Show.
The Buzz of the North is now your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
Fly ball, right field. It is deep. It is gone!
Milwaukee Brewer baseball on 96.9 WBZH, the Buzz of the North.
Fly ball, deep right! Back to back!
Milwaukee Brewer baseball on 96.9 WBZH.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. The U.S. Department of Justice sent letters to 12 secretaries of state requesting their complete voter records as part of President Trump's executive order on elections. The reason for the request isn't completely clear, nor is the legality of such a request, which may violate the privacy and free speech rights of U.S. citizens. Back in May, we reported that DOJ requested records on Colorado's 4.65 million registered voters. To date, similar letters have been received by Alaska, Arizona, Florida, Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, New York, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. An email sent to Rhode Island officials asked to collect, quote, voting information as part of the department's efforts to implement President Trump's executive order preserving and protecting the integrity of American elections, unquote. It goes on to request a discussion on sharing information to find illegally registered voters, fraudulent voters, and enforcement of federal law. New Hampshire Secretary of State declined, citing state statute keeping voter rolls, quote, private and confidential. In addition to the Herculean logistics of such a request, Loyola Marymount Law School's Justin Levitt writes that such requests may not be legal under the Privacy Act of 1974, prohibiting the federal government from obtaining information on free speech activities, including voting and other personal information. We've linked the DOJ letters at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 22 past the hour of 2 o'clock on a Monday, July the 21st, 2025. For those watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twix, whichever you want to call it, got my Milwaukee Brewers Bob Uecker jersey on today. Brewers, one of the hottest, if not the hottest team in baseball right now.
Well, they're tied with the Cubs.
But yes, they're tied to the Cubs, but I don't think the Cubs have won 10 in a row.
I don't believe so.
So the Brewers are tied to the Cubs in the NL Central. After think about how far they've come. Terrible start against New York at the start of the season. Now they've come back, won 10 in a row. They're going for number 11 tonight in Seattle. You can hear it on the Milwaukee Brewers radio network. Many of our stations on the Civic Media Network, a part of that. Remember, you have to listen to it over terrestrial radio, i.e. on your radio. We can't stream it, unfortunately. Others own the rights to the stream. But you can hear it over the air in places like Hayward, where Jane and Greg and I just were, up in the beautiful North Woods. Also WRCE in Richland Center. Over at Oshkosh, WISS, where we just were as well. I believe they're also playing in WRJN in Racine. So you can hear it over the air. There, the Milwaukee Brewers Radio Network. So the Brewers won 10 in a row. They go for 11 tonight. Now, tomorrow, I think Woodruff is on the mound tonight, and then the Miz is on the mound tomorrow. Later on in the show, Mike Clemens will confirm all that. And if you're a person listening on WAUK in Milwaukee, you know this already, but George Webb Burgers will give away, I believe, sliders or burgers once they hit either the 12 or the 13 mark. And so people in the Milwaukee area getting very, very excited, not just for the winning of the Brewers and what it means to the National League race, but also to their stomachs. By the way, our own Terry Barr watching on YouTube. Thank you, Terry. She's all over it. She says the Cubs are 6-4 over the last 10 games. So, see, not nearly as hot. Not nearly as hot. So, anyway, it'll be great. We're going to talk to Mike Clemens about that coming up later on in the show. All right, back to the matters at hand. We played you the cut there before we went to the commercial. Can't say break anymore, by the way.
Well, now you said it.
It's a bad word. Well, so, you know, if you go to the bathroom, is it? It's just a bathroom interruption. It's not a bathroom break. Anyway, this governor's race. People are on Evers watch. I heard Matt Smith talk about that on another show earlier today. The media is on Evers watch to see whether he's going to run again for a third term as Wisconsin governor. Bill Berrien on the WISN TV television program Up Front over the weekend. And we played you before the break, we played you our interview with his opponent in the primary, Josh Showman. And Showman gave a very nuanced answer there, saying, look, you know, Donald Trump's important to our party, but I think it's really going to come down to the people of Wisconsin. I'm paraphrasing. That's basically what he said. Very smart answer, in my opinion. Here is the cut over the weekend on Up Front, Matt Smith talking to GOP gubernatorial candidate Bill Berrien.
Do you think you need President Trump's endorsement to win the primary here in the state?
I do. And I think we have a great chance of getting it. Because, again, you know, I have the vision for making Wisconsin, you know, literally ground zero for the reindustrialization that he's trying to lead in the country. I mean, nowhere else in the country is it more likely. We've got a 125-year-old manufacturing ecosystem. We have a highly trained, highly trainable workforce. You have the tariffs that are incentivizing businesses to, consider investing in the country. You know, and now you have the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that, you know, it's like a Black Friday sale of factory expansion. You know, no coupons required between, you know, all the business incentives for investing in manufacturing.
Have you had any conversations here with the president or his team?
Various members of his orbit, yes. So, you know, try to keep those, keep them updated on where we're going.
As you know, conservative talk radio is a big influence here in the state, especially when you look at the primary. Have you been surprised by the reception that you've received in these first couple days?
You know, I haven't. You know, coming at this as a, again, an outsider and a businessman, I don't have a track record necessarily speaking on political issues.
One host, Vicki McKenna, called you a never Trump, no mega rhino. Jay Weber said anyone who supports ranked choice voting, as you once did, is either dangerously dishonest or dangerously dumb. Are they wrong?
I do think they are wrong in underestimating the positive leadership that I can provide the state.
All right, that's Bill Berrien, one of the Republican gubernatorial candidates for next year on Up Front with Matt Smith on WISN, the statewide public affairs program that's syndicated across the state. Now, very different responses. The interview we did with Josh Showman, he was like, look, Donald Trump's important, but, you know, it's really going to come down to the voters of the state. You just heard Bill Berrien say, absolutely, I need Trump's endorsement, and I'll use the term sucking up to Trump and the MAGA folks. Meanwhile, conservative talk radio just called him dumb because they're ticked off because Bill Berrien used to support Nikki Haley for president. And they don't like that. He was not a Trumper from day one. And he also, there was a time when he thought, wow, ranked choice voting makes sense until he found out, wait, that doesn't fly with the MAGA base. No, I actually don't like that. So he ain't sitting too well over in MAGA land, Bill Berrien.
He better be careful when he's mowing his lawn because his spine's a little floppy.
That's very true. So I think it's very, very interesting to hear these two guys juxtaposed like that. And the way they're going about this gubernatorial primary on the Republican side. And, of course, we don't know who else might get in. I still believe that Congressman Tom Tiffany is going to get in this race as well for Wisconsin. We'll come back, talk about this, and also about something going on in Milwaukee tomorrow regarding Final Five voting. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Lowball Show for a Monday across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
We don't have a farm bill and commodity prices continue to crater. So why are Wisconsin farmers still optimistic? I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. We'll find out an answer next.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Jeff Hatichek is an assistant professor in the Agriculture and Applied Economics Department on the UW-Madison campus. He said a recent survey done by Purdue University shows, despite all the pitfalls that Wisconsin farmers are working around, they remain optimistic about their future.
I think when it comes to farmer sentiment, you know, I'm actually surprised. I think farmers are generally more optimistic than I would have anticipated if I would have expected to be at this point here in July. You know, my colleagues at Purdue do this ag barometer and they test sort of current farmer sentiment and their prospects about the future. And even though, you know, farmers generally acknowledge that trade uncertainty is harmful for their economic bottom line, I think they're still optimistic that in the long run, you know, these negotiations will result in a little bit more favorable outcomes.
Jeff Hatichek, he's an assistant professor in the Department of Applied and Agriculture Economics on the UW-Madison campus. He said the big, beautiful bill recently adopted into law actually has about 90% of what normally would be included in a farm bill. He said farmers remain optimistic that some of the trade negotiations going on will benefit them in the long run.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Goldlight to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Goldlight keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Goldlight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And it looks like your palate is going to get a surprise at this year's Wisconsin State Fair on Friday. The State Fair announced that they're looking at nearly 100 brand new foods and 16 new food and beverage vendors joining in them for the big event coming up in August. Things like Dubai Funnel Cake, Pineapple Sunrise, Dill Dog Dorito Bombs are some new food opportunities they've added to the list. More details available now at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Mostly cloudy and areas of wildfire smoke with highs today reaching the mid-70s. We've also got a south breeze gusting around 20 miles per hour and a chance of showers and storms this afternoon. Becoming more likely tonight, through the overnight, and again tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, 67 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheepshead for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is. And is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Maggie Dawn.
On Monday, I'll still be camping in the Northwoods, so Matt Rothschild is in the guest host chair. He'll be bringing you his thoughts about Wisconsin progressivism and, of course, some slamming poetry.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 now, past 2 o'clock on a Monday, July 21st. Glad to have you along. Zommer's on the board here at Civic Media's headquarters downtown Madison. Nice to be back in the old chair. Always great to be on the road. Love it, but nice to be back in the home studio as well. Brought back Zommer's a little gift. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and I were on the road around Wisconsin, and we were in Butternut. Zommer's, and one of the cool stores we got to go into, and he was one of our sponsors, one of our guests, Glenn Wagner, of Signature Sign. And so I thought, what could, you have to be careful because Zommer's can't have a lot of foods, so I want to give him that. So I thought, well, what's something that innocuous, it's not going to hurt him, but he might enjoy. So I found this glass, he's holding it up to the camera right now, and it says, get nutty in Butternut, Wisconsin. It's like a little rocks glass, basically. So you can put it wherever you want to in there, Zommer's, and enjoy a beverage and think of Butternut.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah. It's very cool. And, you know, it's got the Butternutters, exactly
yes.
What you want.
That's exactly what they're called, the Butternutters. And people from Butternut are called Butternutters. Also brought back for the office here some Tremblay's Sweet Shop Fudge. They make this in Hayward, Wisconsin. And Zommer's are going to try now. I've already tried it. Jane, Matt, and Eric, Greg had a taste of this as well. This is the dark chocolate and sea salt.
It smells really good.
It is. Apologies for those watching, eating on the air.
Tastes very good, too.
What do you think of that? What do you think of that, Zommer's?
You know, I love salt. I love caramel.
Mm-hmm.
It's got, it doesn't have caramel does no. it? But
salt and fudge.
Mm-hmm. And I think it goes together really well. It's very soft. Yeah. I'm a fan.
It's great. Tremblay's. And they're in Hayward, Eagle River, and Stillwater, Minnesota. So there you go. Many thanks to all the great people that made the trip happen. Want to get into this. We talked about it there right before Pam Yonke's update at the bottom of the hour. And we talk about this a lot on this show. Other programs do as well. How can we improve voting in this state? In other words, get more people involved. There was like 30-some percent of people in Wisconsin in the last election that didn't vote. Just said, for whatever reason, not going to show up. And there are qualified people to vote. So how do you get more people involved? Well, you want to make it, encourage people to vote. So here's something going on. And I know this is kind of particular to our listeners at WAUK down in Waukesha, Milwaukee area. But I think a bears some calling out. Says, do you want to learn how to curb political divisiveness, give more power to voters, get Congress to work together? Join us for a hands-on demonstration that will give you a taste of Final Five voting and delicious Sunday toppings. Now, I think we have finally found decent elected officials, and I don't know anything about these people, by the way. But any elected official that says we're having a demonstration on voting, Final Five voting, that includes delicious Sunday toppings, well, there you go. I'm interested. Says promote country over party, restore civic responsibility for voters and elected officials, reduce special interests influence, and encourage more choice in candidates. So have you ever said, well, I just don't get it. Could somebody explain this to me, this Final Five voting? Well, here you go. It's happening tomorrow, July 22nd, from 6 until 7:30 in the evening. at the West Milwaukee Community Center, located at 1345 South 47th Street. It's hosted by a couple of great folks, or three great folks. The first, Milwaukee County Supervisors, and I've never heard of this person, but I think the name is fantastic. Sky, middle initial Z, Capriolio, or Capriolo? I'm not sure. But first of all, any elected official with the name of Sky, I think that's great. Also, Steve Taylor is a Milwaukee County Supervisor, and West Milwaukee Village President John Stalwiski, or Stalwiski. Anyway, these folks are just being presented by Voters First of Wisconsin. I don't know anything about this. I don't know anything about these elected officials. I just give them credit for facing the public and saying, we want to talk to you about Final Five voting, give you an actual demonstration, and if you come, it will involve ice cream and toppings. That's creative. I like that. So, anyway, check that out. Zomers, I think that's in our political. We have all these chats at Civic Media. Let me see which one this is in. Yes, this comes for our politics chat, ladies and gentlemen.
I am in this one.
Are you really? Oh, yes. Great. Well, all that's in there. So, Zomers, if you'd be so kind as to put it in our show notes, if you're interested, tomorrow, July 22nd, 6 until 7:30 in the evening at West Milwaukee Community Center, a great demonstration and talk and discussion on Final Five voting. Check it out if you're in the AUK listing area down there in Milwaukee, or just take a trip over. I'm sure you don't have to live in South Milwaukee in order to go, but you could. You could. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Talking a little bit earlier about we're on Evers Watch, as it's being called. I think Matt Smith coined that phrase earlier today. We're on Evers Watch. Will Governor Evers run again? Joining us on the phone, Wisco Paul. Wisco, what do you want to say?
Hi, good afternoon, Todd. What a great tour of Wisconsin you had up in the great fishing area, Haywood and Butternut. That's pretty cool.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to that. It was so much fun to do it with Jane and Greg, and many thanks to all of our sponsors.
Yeah, that'd be a totally awesome trip. Beautiful area. My thoughts on Tony is I don't think he'll run again, although if he did, I'd certainly vote for him because he's done a great job as governor in the state of Wisconsin. It's a very credible job. And he's got a low-profile persona about himself that kind of goes well with the state of Wisconsin. But the bench is pretty deep for the Democratic Party, and I just, because of his age, not because it's a deterrent, but because of his age, I just have the feeling he's just going to say, I've done a good job, I've had enough. And you have the lieutenant governor, she's a great lady, I met her once.
Yeah, Sarah Rodriguez.
Yeah, and then Sarah Gawilski is also a pretty formidable opponent for governor. So that's just my thoughts, Todd, and You get to have so much fun in your job. I'm envious.
We do. I mean, thank you very much. Always appreciate your listenership, Wisco Paul. Yeah, look, I mean, if you travel with us, kind of the behind-the-scenes thing is I sweat a lot. And Jane and Greg can testify to that. And Kreitlow, too. He's traveled a little bit. And Trigvy. Because there's a lot of setup before and a lot of tear down afterwards. But look, I'm not complaining. The way I look at it is, it's a free gym membership. I can help my fatty liver by doing the exercise of setting up and tearing down.
And hopefully it cancels out the fudge.
Exactly right. But yes, I'm very fortunate, very blessed to get to go to these great locations and hopefully provide all of you as listeners to bring you the stories. One of my favorite ones last week in Hayward was the street performer. I mean, he was absolutely, absolutely fantastic. Just talking to him a little bit and bringing you his you know, playing the songs there. So I don't know. I'm always curious. I love to hear people's stories, and it was a heck of a lot of fun to bring it to y'all. I appreciate you listening. And yes, I agree with you, Wisco. I don't think Tony Evers is going to run either. When he's going to announce that, I don't know. But I would agree. I don't think he's going to run either. 43 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. I want to get to this one. My former party, Republicans, I left the party in 2011. But growing up and being in the party for almost 30 years, there was one of the main tenets of being a good Republican was local control. We think if you're in Wisconsin, you say, back in the day being a Republican, you say, the people in Madison don't know best. It's the people back home. And if you're in Wisconsin, they say, well, the people out in D.C. don't know best. It's the people here in Wisconsin. And I basically still believe that, by the way. I think that decisions being made closer to where it affects the people is a better thing. The county board, the city council making decisions, the local school board is better than decisions being made further away. Generally speaking, always an exception. And I think that decisions, the more decisions we can make in Wisconsin, rather than being controlled by D.C., I generally speaking think that's better. I mean, of course, there are big issues, right? Like national defense. You know, I don't want people in Wisconsin making those decisions necessarily. Well, maybe in today's federal government I do. But you know what I'm saying. So here now, this is very interesting to me. In the USA Today today, and I love saying that. In the USA Today today, Dateline Washington. And I guess, by the way, it wasn't today. This was posted on July 19th, so a couple of days ago, by Maureen Grappi. Headline, Trump DOJ wants Supreme Court to bring down hammer on gun rules. After the Supreme Court in 2022 made it harder to restrict who can arm themselves in public, some states took a different approach. Five Democratic-led, mostly densely populous states passed laws that prohibit bringing a handgun onto someone else's property without that person's express consent. Now, that seems pretty, step away from the article, that seems pretty standard, right? You see places even in Wisconsin today that says, has a handgun, has a sticker on the door, and there's a handgun with one of those circle and a slash through it, meaning no guns, you can't bring in a gun into this business. And certainly, I think most Wisconsinites, most of us would agree, even those like myself who are owners of firearms and hunters would say, look, you shouldn't be able to bring a gun into someone else's house if they don't want that there. It's pretty common sense. Well, now the Trump administration wants the Supreme Court to declare that such rules in Hawaii, California, New York, Maryland, and New Jersey violate the Constitution. Quote, the United States has a substantial interest in the preservation of the right to keep and bear arms and in the proper interpretation of the Second Amendment, unquote. Solicitor General John Sauer wrote in explaining why the Department of Justice wants the High Court to weigh in. That's not the only example of how the change in the administration is affecting the litigation over gun regulations. In a move alarming groups working to prevent gun violence, the DOJ declined to continue to defend a federal law setting 21 as the minimum age to own a handgun after an appeals court ruled the restriction unconstitutional. The DOJ also told the Supreme Court that the federal government no longer opposes all aspects of the Missouri law, blocked by a lower court after the Biden administration, others challenged it, that would penalize state police for enforcing federal gun control laws. Look, again, as someone who owns firearms, hunting rifles, and a pistol, as they say, I'm not opposed to that. Obviously, I think people should be able to have a gun to hunt and protect themselves as long as it's all legal. But this idea that the Trump Department of Justice now wants to usurp states' rights should scare even gun owners. Because it's the federal government now saying, we don't care what you decide at your state level. And that goes both ways. We'll discuss it when we come back. 855-752-4842. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back to the Todd Humboldt Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 8 minutes now before the hour of 3 o'clock. Little Kenny Chesney, small town. Went to a lot of small towns this last. And part of the fun for me traveling with Jane, Matt, Eric, Greg, Bach is going through these little burgs. Once we got off of the four-lane highways and got on the little two-lane ones, that's what's fun for me.
Isn't it? I love that. Sometimes when I drive back to Manitowoc or head over to Milwaukee to visit friends or something like that, I'll specifically go off the main highways, and then you get to drive through all these little places and just be like, you know, I wonder what all these different neighbors are like here. And I wonder, it seems like it'd be a lot of cool places to hang out.
We passed, and I think Big G talked about this up in like Butternut. There's a concrete park where these artisans made concrete statues and figures. It's undergoing a big restoration right now up in the Park Falls area. So one of the many cool things in our small towns. Want to finish up on this Trump story in the USA Today. Talking about the Trump Department of Justice wants the Supreme Court to bring down the hammer on gun rules. And at first glance, if you're a gun owner and you're a big Second Amendment person, you say, well, this is great. We want less restrictions. But I caution you out there who might be very pro. And like I said, I'm a gun owner. I'm a firearm owner. I still bird hunt occasionally, target shoot, skeet. So I got no problem with guns. I just don't think that people need AR-15s. I'll tell you one thing. All the guys I used to deer hunt with, if anybody would have brought an AR-15, they would have been laughed at. My granddad would have thrown you off our property on the farm. He would have said, get that thing out of here. Because that's not, there's no sport to that, bringing an AR-15 to deer hunt with. I also think there should be waiting periods. I also think there should be red flag laws. If you have someone who's abused a spouse or has a violent criminal history, they shouldn't have guns. Mental health issues, shouldn't have a gun. I think you should have to be at least 21 to have a firearm. Or have a handgun, rather. And now the Trump administration is signaling on almost all these things. They want to basically just be the Wild West again. But the what do they call it? Easter egg? Is that what people call it when they put little things in movies or video games? The Easter egg in this story that I think people are missing is that the Trump administration wants to usurp the state's rights on this. And that should scare the bejeebers out of anybody who actually is a gun owner. Because I'm telling you this, it's all fun and games and good to go until it's not. In other words, as the Trump administration continues to usurp states' rights, local control, and consolidate the power in Washington around Trump, not other elected officials, not our agencies, not our generals, but Trump solely, there will come a day when Donald Trump and his ilk say, we don't want anybody to be armed. And they're coming for your guns. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, he's just gone lib. Well, I spent 30 years in that party. I know how they think. And I'm just telling you that the old-fashioned, and I'm not here to tell you that the old Republican Party was perfect. And I got a lot of problems with them. I'm just telling you that the traditional Republican Party believed in states' rights and local control. And the fact that Trump and Pam, the Bondi girl, Bondi, are trying to usurp local power and state power and put it in D.C. is not something that's good for people that believe in individual liberties and freedom. So there's that. From the Des Moines Register, some good news for you. Action by an Iowa State Patrol trooper likely saved the life of a rider on the first day of a Register's annual Great Bicycle Ride across Iowa, better known as RAGBRAR. According to a spokesman for the agency, the man from California had no pulse as bystanders administered CPR yesterday. An Iowa State Patrol spokesperson, Sergeant Alex Dinkla, who is messaging for the troops directing the managing the troops directing traffic for the ride. Dinkla said a trooper handling an intersection crossing the vicinity was summoned to the scene with an automated external defibrillator, which troopers routinely carry in their cruisers. The bystanders have been administering first aid for, quote, quite some time, unquote, when the trooper arrived. Quote, he showed up. They put the AED defibrillator on there. They administered a shock with the EAD, and shortly thereafter, they detected a pulse, unquote. The man was taken by a hospital, ambulance, pardon me, to a hospital in Orange City, Iowa, where the day one ride began. He was later taken by air ambulance to a hospital in Sioux City, where late yesterday afternoon, he was, quote, alert, conscious, and receiving medical care, unquote. This is the third RAGBRAR in which troopers have carried AEDs in their car and the second life they've saved on RAGBRAR during that time. Quote, we're thankful we're able to carry these AEDs, unquote, according to the trooper. Big props to the troopers. Big props to the Iowa legislature for funding troopers with those automatic defibrillators. And just a great reminder, this could happen anytime, anywhere. So when your city council, your school board says, I don't know if we should spend the whatever it is, X amount of money to put an AED defibrillator in here, do it. Because it might save your life. It might save the life of somebody that you love.
I also recommend learning how to use one. We had to learn how in Boy Scouts, and thankfully I've never had to, but I feel comfortable knowing how to use it.
That makes me very happy. Who knows? Who knows, right? Great story out of Ragbriar. Great ride over there in Iowa as well. All right, come on back. We're going to What's Worse for You, Gossip or Gaslighting. And if you're a Taliesin Frank Lloyd Wright fan, there's $5 million in the new state budget for you. Come on back, hour two, straight ahead on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Kentucky, sentencing, a hearing is underway for former Louisville police officer convicted of violating the civil rights of Breonna Taylor in a 2020 shooting. The DOJ under the Trump administration now calling for a lesser sentence.
Brent Hankison was among several police officers executing a no-knock warrant looking for a suspect who, it turns out, was already in jail. During the raid, Breonna Taylor was shot and killed in her home. The 48-year-old Hankison faces up to life in prison, but the Justice Department has recommended that he serve one day. Taylor's family is furious.
ABC's Jim Ryan. In Texas, state lawmakers have convened today for a special session, taking up legislation following the July 4th catastrophic flooding in Hill Country that killed at least 130 people. Fans are mourning the sudden death of Malcolm Jamal Warner, best known for his role as Theo Huxtable on The Cosby Show. Police in Costa Rica say Warner drowned at a beach in Limon after being caught by a high current. Michelle Franz in ABC News.